Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow, with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, Aileen, and today I am rejoined by Megan Roop. She's a celebrity trainer, founder of the Sculpt Society. She was our guest on Sunday. If you haven't listened, go listen. It was such an amazing episode. Welcome back, Megan.
Thank you. Excited to be back.
I'm excited to have you back. And we were just quickly chatting. If you guys haven't listened to Sunday's episode, Megan and I connected on the Betches Moms podcast 1 year ago. We were both about to give birth. Megan was about to have her, she had the kid the next day. mine was the month later. And we were just talking about how crazy this last year has been and how like it takes way longer to feel like yourself. Did you feel that?
I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, I'm not going to take a maternity leave. I'm going to jump right back in. I'm like, I look back and I was like, what was I trying to prove? Like, you know, there's so much pressure on women to just like have your kid and get right back into things. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, you're supposed to look a certain way. Like magically 3 months later, you're supposed to look like your old self. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully when we do it a second time around, I'm going to approach it so differently. Like my mental space of how I'm going to look at it. I don't know what I was thinking. Like the fact that I didn't take time off to process what had happened physically and emotionally and everything that goes into becoming a new parent. Yeah, I don't know that I've actually fully recovered, to be honest. I think there's just so much change. And I think we just wake up and we go and it's just constant.
You have no choice but to just go, to survive it and to keep going forward. And like you're lucky if you have time to process or any time of like self-reflection. But yeah, I was just saying like how it took me like, I remember like the 6 month mark is when I started to feel like myself again. Because before that I was like struggling. I was, anytime somebody asked me how I was feeling, I didn't know how to answer. And then like at 6 months, I finally remember like feeling like, I remember this is what it's like to have energy. Mm-hmm. This is what it's like to sort of just be a little bit more in my body. Yeah. I felt more comfortable to move. Yeah. And it's refreshing to hear from you because you're like, you're such a fit person. And like a lot of people think like, oh, for like, you know, really fit people it must be just so easy to like just get right back into it. They are so used to working out. And, you know, so it's interesting to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, I think, listen, I am so like, for me, movement during my pregnancy was like so more for my mental health. Because I did not enjoy being pregnant. But I will tell you what I experienced in postpartum. I was really floored by how at ground zero I felt with like rebuilding strength in my body. And that's how I felt and I was active and doing mm-hmm. all of the things throughout my pregnancy, I almost think like, wow, like do other women feel even worse? Like they feel like they're at a negative 10 or
the answer is yes.
Yeah. I mean, I was really blown away. And again, it just goes back to just how important it is that we're like how we're talking to ourselves, the time and all the things that we, as women, just the pressure we put on ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything of that made sense, but you know what I'm talking about? It's wild to me to look back and be like, wow, I did that. And suddenly I'm supposed to emerge from it and be like my old self. And you just aren't.
You aren't, for sure. And like, it's not just like even the pressures, it's like the expectation that mm-hmm. you just had, that you think that you need to meet this like, oh yeah, I'll just like get back to what I was able to do. But no, there's like a really, I think the expectation is that let's lower the bar as low as possible. Yeah. Start at ground zero. Yeah. And it takes a very long time. And it's fine. That's fine that it takes a long time. You have your whole life. Like, it's fine that it takes time.
Don't you feel like it starts at our 6-week checkup? Like, I don't understand why when we go into that 6-week, 8-week checkup, our doctor's like, you're good to go. You can have sex. You can go back to your normal workout routine. Like, it almost starts there with the expectation that, oh, at 6 weeks, I'm supposed to feel like myself again.
Yeah. No.
What a joke.
Yeah. It's a big joke. Yeah. I was like still crying in my doctor's office about not being able to breastfeed at 6 weeks. So like not there.
Same. Oh yeah. I had big latch problems. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a thing. Anyway, let's talk about where we are now and let's change. Let's talk about some wins, some positive vibes. This week's DST wins are brought to you by Heineken 00. In this segment, we are all about celebrating the highlights of our week, and that's where Heineken 00 comes in. The Heineken 00 recipe is brewed just like the original Heineken lager beer, only without the alcohol. Do you ever go to happy hour to socialize with your friends just to get out of your house, but you're not in the mood to drink? That happens to me all the time. Well, now you can join in on the fun and avoid the hangover by grabbing a Heineken 00. What's your win of the week, Megan?
Oh, you know, this is a hilarious one. And if you don't have kids yet, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is so boring. But my husband and I, like on Saturday, we're like, we haven't gotten out of the house. Like, we work from home. So we have been like a week and a half of like not leaving the house. So on Sunday, we actually got out of the house with Harlow and we took her to an early dinner. And with a 13-month-old, it's, you know, you never know how it's going to go. And she was amazing. And it was just one of those days where like, we got out of the house, we did some shopping, we had a dinner as a family out, and it felt really good. It was a big win.
A huge applause. Because I totally get it. Like, you don't, when you work from home and you're like, you can't, it's so easy to get like so comfortable and not leave. Like, even, okay, you go for a walk, fine. But like, if you like physically get out of the house, because it's such a big kid needs like a carry-on suitcase to get out anywhere. So like it is such a win and great work. Great job.
Thank you.
My win is you helped me with this one, but I feel ready to, I took a pause from doing any type of strength work because I felt like serious back and hip pain. I went to a doctor, all this stuff, blah, 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 that I think has shifted because I was like postpartum and like birth, right? So things happened and I feel like ready to get back into it, but I don't want to do what I did before. So
what'd you do before?
I had a strength training. Like, I was working with a trainer who was helping with my mobility and all of that. He was awesome. Like, he was amazing. It has nothing to do with him. It was more so like I was just sort of doing what I've always done. And I've been doing like working with a trainer for years, different trainers for years. And it's worked. I loved it, but I always was under that, like we talked about in the last episode, Sunday's episode, that I was always like, it's either heavy or it doesn't work for me. It works for other people, but not for me. But I'm like, let's turn that on its head and let's see. Maybe I just wasn't open-minded to it. So I think I'm going to do some low-impact sculpt stuff more consistently on shorter periods of time, because I always thought like, oh, an hour, I have to do an hour, otherwise it doesn't do shit. Yeah. So that's my win. I made a decision. That's my win.
Yeah. It's like, exactly. It's lowering the bar for everything. Like, the expectation for postpartum, the expectation that you have on yourself for how many times a week or how long you're going to work out. Like, I think it's like the small wins. If we can start there, commit to that, and then continue to show up.
I totally agree. And it's not like, you know, I feel like there's always this thing that like, oh, we have to be so gentle with ourselves. And like, that's not even what I'm saying. I just want to do something different that like, I still want to be a strong ass bitch. Like, I still want to be strong, but clearly I can't be consistent with it. So let's try something new. And
yeah. And I also think there's a misconception that like what I'm doing with Sculpt is like laying on my side and pulsing my leg and we're not sweating. Right. Like, this is an athletic approach to sculpting and full body movement. Like, you're going to be sweating. Like, it's going to be challenging.
Right. I just want to like make my butt look cuter. Like, that's what I want to be stronger. Like,
You're going to come for the result and you're going to stay for the feeling. I'm telling
you. Exactly. Yeah, my win is that I made a decision. So I had one thought. Let's read our listener, DST Win. Dear Aileen and Megan, been loving the pod lately and felt inspired to write in. Here goes nothing. I've always had a super up and down relationship working out. I go through phases of being obsessed, then life gets in the way and I just stop altogether. The pandemic wasn't great for me either because I truly had no motivation, but my friend was feeling the same way and we've become each other's accountability partners, which has really inspired me to get back into it. And I find myself now craving a workout and realizing how good it is for my overall health, even if it's just something small, like a 10-minute arms class. Oh my God, we were just talking about this. Or a short, brisk walk. Yeah. Plus, you've totally inspired me with your walks and listening to books. Yeah, I walk
great
outside with a fanny pack and listen to audiobooks as great if I am, you know, the grandma of the neighborhood. It's been my new thing to listen to a book on tape. It's not tape, it's your Audible. It's a book on tape because at the gym, I know it'll help me stay interested. This may be a small win, but it feels so big to me. I haven't craved working out in years. I'm finally now at the point where I realize the importance of it. Thanks so much for pushing me to get there. Love, a betch with some motivation.
I love that. Love it. There were so many pieces of like so many people can learn from what she just said. It doesn't need to be long. It could literally be a walk outside. Whatever it is, it's just showing up daily to get in small chunks of movement.
Yeah. And what we were saying in our last episode, that movement bleeds in a good way into the rest of your life. And I've felt that 100,000%. It's like a core habit that like then turns into another thing. You do it, like trickles into your life in very positive ways. And at first you don't see it. But then let's say you don't do that thing. I've noticed, like, if I don't have my walk, other things like sort of fall off. And I'm like, oh, wow. And then you crave it. I'm like, I just need to go. I don't even think about it anymore. So you're so right. And it's good for your health. Like, yeah, whatever that means for you. That's it for today's DST Wins, brought to you by Heineken 00. I love grabbing a 00 when I'm in a social setting, or I'm at home, but I'm really just not in the mood to drink. I don't want to have that feeling of either being hungover or just like, you know, dehydrated the next day. So I just want to make sure to be on point the next day or even later. So I pick up a Heineken 00 and it tastes so good. It tastes like I'm drinking beer and it's just like the perfect drink to pick up. Pick up a pack of Heineken 00 at your local retailer or get it delivered to your door. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's do a Dear DST. This one, she has a question. We have to answer it. Dear DST, my best friend is an avid weightlifter, macro counter, protein shake kind of girl. It's really worked for her and she looks amazing. And most importantly, feels amazing. Prior to this, she was a bit overweight and struggled to manage her weight like I do. Now she definitely doesn't struggle since she's found something that works for her and she really wants me to get into it. I know she's just trying to help, but she put together an entire workout plan for me based on what her trainer told her. It's so nice of her, but I've got to be honest, strength training just isn't my thing. I've tried, but I'm now more of a low impact type of girl, except I've noticed no difference in my body lately and can't help but compare myself to her. I know you've done strength training before and really liked it. Is there a way you got into it? Should I be trying harder or just stick with what I like, aka workouts where I don't have to even wear shoes or leave the house? Like, can I even feel as great as she does without getting my hands onto heavy weights? Thank you so much. A betch looking for some easy gains. Even though this question's for me, this question's for you.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. I think it's great that she knows what she likes to do. So she's already figured that out. So then it comes to the decision of like, what type of low impact? I would say to her, okay, let me know what type of low impact workout you're doing, right? Because there is definitely a wide range, right? Like it could be yoga, it could be mat Pilates, it could be sculpt. Like maybe for her, it's just now trying different types of low impact workouts and how that, if she's craving for that physical change, maybe it's like nutrition. Again, it's figuring out what type of low impact workout it is for her and her body and what she's looking to achieve. Because there is a wide range of different low impact workouts.
What do you say when people say like they're not seeing results? And so like they start to think, like they start to let other, I think what's happening here is she's not seeing results.
I know.
She knows what she likes, but she's allowing other noise to get in and other influence in and get in her head.
Yeah. It's hard too, because I don't know her history and so much of quote unquote results could be stress. Is she stressed at work? Cortisol. Is she getting enough sleep? How is her nutrition? Is she eating whole? Like there's so much that goes into mm-hmm. it. It's hard for me because her friend is counting macros. And while that may work for someone, I have been on the other side of it where I counted every single calorie and wrote down my food journal. And it created a really negative relationship with food and my body. And in turn, I had negative results all over. Mm-hmm. Whether, you know, yeah. from food and it was just like, it was a negative experience. So I don't love when people are like, should I count macros? That to me is really like an entry point to that negative relationship. I would so much rather a person, I'm very much into intuitive eating, understand the foods that give you fuel, that make you have energy, the foods that may not make you feel great, and understand it from a basic level there, because long term, I don't know that her friend in 20 years is going to be doing counting macros. And long term, is her friend going to have a positive relationship with food?
Yeah, no.
I don't think that that's the case.
I think the lesson here is don't take nutrition advice from a trainer. So many give advice. So many trainers give advice. They have nutrition plans, blah, blah. Go to a dietitian.
Yeah.
Who can teach you about mm-hmm. nutrition education. We mm-hmm. don't have enough nutrition education. I say this every single episode.
Yep.
Learning about like what like energy needs you have yep. and like how to eat more vegetables, how to eat more yep. fiber, all of that, go to the bathroom correctly, all of those things.
Yep.
Like will go so much further than counting your macros. Oh. And you talk with the dietitian who knows what they're talking about. Not that trainers don't know what they're talking about, but they know what they're talking about with the respect of like,
but also for their body, right?
For themselves. So like,
yeah,
exactly.
People are like, show more of what you eat in a day. Like I share what I eat on Instagram for sure, like every once in a while. But I'm always telling my community, like what I'm eating and what works for me and gives me energy and makes me feel good is not what's going to make you feel good. We have different blood types. We have different backgrounds. I'm getting different sleep. I have different stresses. There is so much that goes into it. And so it's not as simple as just like, what do you eat?
And you like different food. You can achieve whatever goal you want with having different taste profiles. Like, if, yeah. you know, there's just But if you don't like eggs and I tell you to eat eggs as like a trainer, like all the time, yeah. This is not a sustainable approach to life, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And I think here with this example also, like when someone is also telling you to do something, the inspiration is theirs. It's not yours. The motivation is theirs. It's not yours. You're not going to find sustainable motivation with somebody's just trying to tell you what to do because it worked for them. Like you have to find it within yourself. And here she's, like you said, she's saying she knows what she likes. Maybe you just need some tweaking, maybe some exploration within the things that you do like. And maybe if you're saying that nutrition is something you want to learn more about, work with a dietitian, not this your friend's trainer.
Exactly.
And exactly. She won't take it. Yeah. She won't like get defensive about it. Be like, I love you so much. Thank you so much. You look amazing.
Yeah.
This isn't for me. Like,
yeah, I know
you
what
do
I like.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what I like and we'll figure it out. But easy gains. Nothing is easy though. Like she's saying she's looking for some easy gains.
I know. I know. And that's the thing. I think our culture really, we as people, even with TikTok, right? The instant gratification, right? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work like that. It takes time. It takes work. And I think, yeah, this idea, like the diet pill culture mm-hmm. of like just wanting something easy to do. It unfortunately, it's not how it works.
Totally. Like no matter what, you're not going to see results of anything in 10 days and 20 days, 30 days, like real, like long lasting results. Because there's no real such thing. And like anybody selling you that is not.
Yeah, run. If someone's selling you that, run. Like literally.
Right. So maybe that's also part of her, like why she's not seeing results either. She's doing something like, I don't know, like she's not giving it all because you need to give it all.
Yeah.
Even if you're just doing 10 minutes, or maybe you have you think that you're just going to see results in short span of time.
The other thing too, I would say, maybe you're really loving your workout, but maybe it's like, let's just pretend it's an at-home fitness app that you're doing. I would really suggest that whatever fitness app you're doing, you're following one of their programs or their calendars, only because it's kind of like this analogy of like walking into a gym and just like floating, like trying one machine and then going to the other machine. And then like you leave and you're like, oh, did I get a workout? Mm-hmm. Whereas what's great about a program, if you're following on an app, I'm telling you exactly what to do every day. And I've thought about the types of videos that I want to pair with the other videos to give you the best results and the cadence from my knowledge in fitness. And so I would suggest, like, if you're logging into an app and you're just randomly picking what videos to do, maybe the next couple of weeks you try and follow one of the programs that that app is offering.
Right. That's where a trainer is really beneficial, because you're training rather than just working out. Mm-hmm. Like you're working towards something and it's programmed with like the science of movement and muscle gain in mind. But that's a great call out. Well, thank you so much, Megan. This has been such a great show. Two shows we did together. And everyone, as a reminder, if you didn't listen to the first one, go listen to it. But as a reminder, Megan is so generous. She is giving our DS tiers 25% off your first month and a free 7-day free trial. A free 7-day trial. Free trial is free. So free 7-day trial and 25% off your first month with code DST25. Thank you so much. How do you access the Sculpt Society?
Yes, on the website. When you're signing up with that code, it's on the website, which is thesculptsociety.com. And then you have the web version, and then you also have our app. So you can Chromecast it. You can do it on your iPad. You literally can do it anywhere.
Amazing. I love digital world. And that is it for today's DST Thursday. Guys, send in your questions, your DST wins, DST@betches.com to get them answered. You can follow @DietStartsTomorrow. You can follow me @Aileen. You can follow Megan @MeganRoop. And again, it's thesculptsociety.com and code DST25 for 25% off your first month. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow @DietStartsTomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to DST@Betches.com.
Betches.